Blog Talk Radio.
About to bring in the power of the hour, my son, my son. Well, Father, Father. Well, Father, Father, enough. Well,
Father. Yeah. Who it is?
House of the Redeemed Servant.
Shabbat Shimei, I was Shabbat Rakata.
Hey,
come on, Lock. Yeah, Baraka Kaya, how about Shama Mashiaki, how was
Shah? Yo, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
It's cracking, huh?
Yeah, about Shimmy, how was Shah Baraka Tha?
Yeah.
Kwam Yashirala, giving all praise to the Abanawa, how about Shama Mashiaki, how was Shah?
Shama Mashiaki, how was Shah?
Jeremiah.
Hold up.
Please say to Yah.
Got that boy Karasa's out with me.
How you being serving?
Are you ready for the race, boys?
Let's get it.
Bring it on.
Hebrews are coming, coming, coming. Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah. 100,000, 44,000. Hebrews are coming,
coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah. 100,000, 44,000. We ain't playing, yeah, standing on these corners, yeah.
What?
We taking games, yeah, put them in the Bible, yeah. Ezekiel 37, greatest seeding army, yeah. Come see what we about, we'll change your route, we moving out. You my battle line, and weapons of war, what you waiting here for? Come see what the hell you're facing, with D, he'll break the nation. Sounds like a little revelation, heard players coming 1 hour. Utterly burnt, we will devour, Yahweh Shai, who's the power? As you can see, you ain't dealing with no monkeys. We want our money, you gon' pay us for slavery. We mad as hell, but we ain't take no apologies. You say you're sorry, just go get out that money. Reparations, boy, we want our reparations. Separation, boy, we want our separation. We want our own flag, we gonna get our own flag. But keep your damn sin, just keep all of your damn sin.
Come on, come.
Hebrews are coming, coming. Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000,
on this Exodus, and it's a good feeling. I'm with the killer. Give me the heat, I'm a whip feeling. What you talking about? I wish I was soft for something. He's an awful something. You got a beat coming. It's no sweet love. In fact, run, tell that. 144,000 whips on your back. And the slain of the Lord,
mine enemies,
they shall be me.
Not that I should reign over them, bring him hither, and slay them before me.
Their lives are worth
all nations are
less
nothing.
Than a penny. And though peace are salted, there is no repentance.
Hey,
dropping the vessel, nobody's gonna miss you. The earth is in mourning, your life is the issue. A rapist and murderer, stealer of lands, and all of these sins by the white man's
hey, man,
hands.
I'm smiling now while I'm reading about us stomping out y'all infants, the Africans and the Arabs in it. This is what is called recompense. We sentiments while we tucking in our children for their beds. I'm sorry, got a problem.
We want our own flag, we're gonna get our own flag. We want our own land, we're gonna get our own land. But we want to keep our land, keep our land, keep our land.
Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you,
we got next.
Hebrews are coming, coming, coming. Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah.
100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000.
Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming, coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah.
100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000. 100,000, 44,000.
The Hebrews are coming. We take this thing too serious, and you Gentiles better start running. That 144 not bluffing. You claim you wasn't responsible for those dozens of millions, but that's not optional. You stole our land and took us by billions and put us on the boat to the ceiling. I'm about to pop my top because I'm feeling. Hope that I'm worthy enough and I'm willing. He can put the sword on my hand and I'm killing. Blackjack dealer, I'm dealing. Ain't no member yet, and I hope you remember that. But I got a vest, untouchable, an alien nest. We got a garment down to the foot, breastplate on the chest. with a girdle on. Try to help set the people that the Gentiles fronted on. As a matter of fact, they got a trap in the shop in the house like Home Alone.
That's right.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, but they got something to say, but never comes out when I talk, talk, talk to the Hebrews. Just hold on, we going home.
Jehoshaphat, who is our redeemer, who is our deliverer, who is our savior, who is our commander, who is our general of the nation of Israel, Yahshua.
Hebrews are coming. Hebrews are coming, yeah. Hebrews are coming,
coming.
Hebrews are coming, yeah.
7 Texas time, so forth and so on. But we were dealing with some counseling, and we were also dealing with some cooking. The brother Afiak was and Kaban and those brothers, they're still cooking now, as a matter of fact. And the sister Sarah, they're throwing down for us right now, as a matter of fact. So there was a slight delay. So tonight's class is going from, if you're in the Albuquerque area, from 7:30 until 9. It was tonight's class is going to be dealing with. Remember, you can hit us up if you have any questions that you'd like answered. You can text me, and I stress text, because if I see a strange number, I'm not picking it up. Call me a week, call me whatever. If I have a strange number, I'm not picking it up. I got too many enemies, too many bills. So, all right, if you want to respond to reply, text me, 210-784-8463, and we will definitely and take care of you, and you can reach us that way. All right, if you got Bonabod's number, I ain't going to throw that over the air. If you have his number, hit him up. If you don't, 210-784-8463. Text me, all right? And we'll definitely go ahead and cover whatever questions or issues or topics or whatever that you might have going on. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and hit these mics up here on the Blog Talk, on several different phones that we're using as microphones for today. I'm gonna put myself on mute, and I'm gonna get started.
All right, we should get into it, man. We're gonna go into a couple of parables that we want to, that I think that will help develop that foundation, and then they understand how vital, you know, your attendance, how vital you put the time in to working on yourself really is. You know, a lot of people will say, you know what, class may not be important. You know what I'm saying? Or that mind frame, like, well, you know, I don't have to study. I don't need to be in class. A lot of times I feel like I can just learn from the spirit, from life lessons. But really, honestly, if anything, this is always going to be about mental development. It's going to be about learning wisdom. It's going to be about having answers to issues and problems that you really don't know what you're going to face in your life when you actually face it. You know what I'm saying? So I always say that for a person to end up surviving in this work or surviving in this book, it is going to be based on the time, the attention, the work that it takes for you to work and develop. Because I look at one thing in life, though. And for, if you, we always going to say, if you pre-buy it up, you can always start going through things in your life where it's like, man, if I could have had those 5 years back, if I could have had that those 20 years back, if I would have known then what I know now, I would have been on sharp, right? So how do we get them, you know, now to take what we know and give it to them so that as they grow in their life, they don't make the same mistakes that we made while they had their youth? Because one thing you can't get back, you can't get back. And then if you didn't make the decision, you start back over, waste your time. That's all it was. This time is wasted. So even here, there are ways that we are going to be able to develop and grow. There are things that we needed to develop and grow. And a lot of this is about shared information, shared experiences, shared wisdom. But I got to now be able to show you in the book that the things that you learn, that's what's going to get you through 99.9% of everything you go through life. The wisdom is there. It's just a...
Didn't the Most High speak directly with Adam in the garden? Did Adam still fall? So it wasn't that, and Most High spoke directly face to face to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was a dream, it was an inspiration, it was an omen, it was a God. If you want me to go ahead and just stuck a platypus, that was a bird fly over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, okay, he was pretty good. It wasn't like it was direct, face to face. Communication and Adam still fell. Did Solomon, did the Most High speak directly to Solomon? Have y'all read that yet? Well, he did. I'll bring it up. I will bring it up if he didn't. To stress the importance of this, the Most High directly spoke to Solomon. Not the dream, not the vision. It wasn't after he did some incantations, whatever.
Right.
The Most High spoke directly with Solomon. Solomon was the wisest king in Israel, but did Solomon fall off? So I just throw this out there that it's in reiterating how I keep talking about studying,
mm-hmm.
any point of studying, that it's not enough just know you're a Hebrew Israelite. And it's not just enough that you learn some Hebrew and you're good. If we don't keep ourselves around this word, around this work, where it's really in us, greater than us that fought and fell, then Moses slip up. And we know that one of the most that's more greater than him. Matter of fact, he does the most times that him see him in his backside. Moses and Moses got all the laws from Most High. The fact that he just heard the law, knew the law, and talked the law was not enough to keep him from falling.
Nope.
So how much more the only time we can read scriptures is once or twice a week. Are we really of that arrogance that I need to fall?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. We gotta read that. So I just want to go that.
Yeah, I like that. You look at the monitor and stuff, you look at that. I'm of the spirit, but go to St. John. St. John, is it 63?
Very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read that for me. Okay. St. John chapter 6 and verse 63. We're going to start there, right? Because where we have this idea, we'll start with that. Chapter 6, verse 63. We have the idea that from life lessons and decisions that I make, that that's me walking in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, well, I don't, I didn't need to be in class. This Bible is lit. And it is, but you have to learn it to even live. You have to learn so you can live it. Right? So with all these things, when I think life lessons are going to teach me, that's the worst time, that's the worst way to learn. Are you ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. When the words I have spoken,
yeah, you got it. It's St. John chapter 6 and verse 63. There you go. That's it. I kind of like the version. Getting better, learning from it. So we got to say God that is 60 verse 63. I don't know how far that mic stretch is all good. And you do this read loud.
Is it right?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, well.
I'm on.
Huh?
Is it on?
Okay. Here's the earth. Where are we? Paul. Read it real quick. 63.
63.
Good. Right.
It is the spirit that quickens.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
So are you going to, what book are you in now?
Me?
Yeah. Now look at people's like First John. Oh yeah, keep going to the beginning. That's it. I want to give you, there's another one, John, I'll give you. Be good. So I have to understand if I'm really going to succeed and survive in life, there's a way that I have to be shown how to operate, how to think, and from relationships to anything else, where it's not just I made a mistake if I went along, I figured this out. That means no one gave me the instructions or guided me so that I could be able now to do it this way. Okay, let me use this over here. Okay, let me take this. And if it's time for a relationship, here. I'm going to use these scriptures to get this. When it's time for brotherhood, here. These scriptures. How good my family, everything else, it's all in that book, right? So if it's all here, the more I follow it, that is me walking in the spirit. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. So even for the idea of a young person to an old person, or how does a young person grow in anything, is going to be by somebody taking you under their wing and developing. It just depends on what type of person has got you under their wing and developing. Now, if you go to Titus now, it's going to start telling us the question.
When I was on this, on that freaking word, be a lie.
There you go. What's going to bring you to life? The words that I speak, they bring us to life. The things I've taught, it's like it does this for me. Oh, I'm going to make it now because I got the instruction on how to get through this. I got schools on how to get through that. So everything about my development is based on what somebody showed me.
I just want to ask, the life you're talking about is the life of the Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah.
If it's a spirit that quickening, it says the quickening through the life.
Mm-hmm.
Then the word of Christ is going to bring you to the life of us, a fool, the Hebrew Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word of Christ will get you to become the fat mobile?
No.
The word of Christ will get you to become a pimp?
Nope.
The first question needs to become
It ain't gonna make the street smart.
You get a lot of Israelites because they don't get rooted in the scriptures and the word.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like I ain't have a life. I don't have a life. And then if you listen to some of these today, maybe your best life. But what does that mean? They talk about the life of an American. They talk about the life of somebody in this world. The words that Christ is talking about and that he gave us is how did you qualify to be Israelite? How you surpass the power of you Israelite is supposed to pattern and his standard of living, his morals, as you pointed out.
Right.
How did you Israelite husband supposed to act?
There you
how did you Israelite wives supposed to act? How did you Israelite brothers supposed to act?
Right.
And I just fish at the bottom. What does a fish bottom smell like? He brought it to the beach.
Sound doctrine. So the failures
or be the fact that either I'm not receiving sound doctrine or I'm not lifting the sound doctrine. It's been one or the other. But this starts out with proper, being properly educated, especially in the life of the other day. Read on.
For I was my father's son.
Go ahead.
And only beloved. The side of my mother.
Of course, he said, I started out as that child. Called him tender. He was, I didn't know anything. I grieved. I'm wide open. It's like, you know what? You gullible. And we all started out that way. 15, 16, gullible. I trusted. I was so, my nose was like that old ceremony. Nose was wide open.
Yeah,
man. You know, wide open, like, man, it look, you look like freshly, man. This world's going to eat you alive. Because that's how you start out. Tender, delicate, all of a sudden now, you done got that out of it. You done been into it a little bit.
Right. Okay.
All right. I'm hit to that. Well, that got me. This got me. Now, I'm starting to feel things because now the things I'm going through, I really wasn't supposed to go through. I just have operated life without instruction. Right? Go ahead.
Verse 4. You taught me also, and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words.
He said, you have to let your mind retain these words. So the things I'm sharing or the things that now we learn, it's about not letting your mind retain what it is you've been learning. Go ahead.
Keep my commandments and live.
Go ahead.
Respond. Get wisdom.
Now, that's a catch. The way I'm going to get wisdom is if that knowledge has been given to me, now I have to use it. I have to use what's been shown to me to make good choices. There's not a person in the world that's going to make good choices if I don't know good from that. And most of the time, when we learn in the world, we'll say we learn from our mistakes, right? That's most of the time, it'll be that. But that's a dangerous way to learn. Because some mistakes, you don't come back from. Some mistakes, they cost you a lot of time, everything. So now, you operate in life. I know what not to do, but I don't know what to do. So I still can't make the proper choice because I know what not to do, so I don't stay away from, but I really don't know what to go toward. That's why most of us get wisdom. The more I get, the more I learn, now when I start making these choices, I'm like, at least I got some type of foundation. Right. And that's the foundation, kind of like, okay, I can stop and I can think about this before I go in and do it. You know what I'm saying? If this would have no wisdom, I'm going to jump to the end. And I'm kind of going off of what I see. Okay, I'm not going to do what he did. I'm not going to do how they did. I'm not going to do what he did because he messed up. I'm kind of doing this just to make sure that I don't messed up. That's not how you want to live your life. You want to live your life knowing that I did get the wisdom. Somebody showed me how to do it. So as I go through, I can make choices based off of what was shown to me. Nobody's going to go down the same scenario in life. Different choices, different tastes, different roles that we go down. But if we got the same wisdom, you might not end up with the same woman I end up with, but if you learned how to deal, then I'll navigate myself in my environment with the wisdom that I receive. I got to navigate myself through my environment with the wisdom that I receive. So we all get the same book, but we're not going to go down the same book. Y'all understand? Because I'm going this out because that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is the right choices. Taking the knowledge that you have and now letting that be at least the foundation of the choices that you make. All right, read on. Get wisdom. Go ahead.
Forsake her not. She shall preserve you.
Read 5 again.
That's 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither flag from the words of thy mouth.
He says, you keep talking about your wisdom. You still have to make the right choices. But if any making this choice, I have something that helps me govern my choices. That makes sense. But unless I have this, I don't have a foundation to the choices that I make. And that is vital. That's operating with wisdom. I use the knowledge. I read this in the book. I read that, and I kind of made my decisions based off things that I had learned. And we're supposed to do that. I just need to have the best source to learn from so I make the best decisions. Read verse 7. Or did you already read 7? Read verse 6, I'm sorry.
Verse 6. Forsake her not.
Forsake wisdom not, or the knowledge not. Go ahead.
She shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee.
He said, you love to grow in wisdom, that's what always keeps you safe. Read on.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, give wisdom. And with all thy getting, and give understanding.
Go ahead.
Exalt her, and she shall promote thee.
He said, if I exalt wisdom, I'm always going to keep coming up. You'll keep thriving. You'll grow. Because the fact that I learned or I got knowledge and I make good decisions, like anything, you look at everybody's success now, right? This guy made good investments, right? But how did he make good investments? Right. Somebody was telling him. Somebody was telling him. Somebody said, hey, you know what? That's a good investment, but this is why it's a good investment, right? I studied it. I've been watching this. So I'm like, okay, you know, I took the thing that he told me and how to invest it and what it was, why it's a good investment, and then I went and invested. And it worked for me. It don't make me smart. It don't make me a great businessman. It just made me a good listener. I listened. I took what was told to me, and I executed what was told to me. I made a choice off of what was told to me. That was it. But it always started from one thing, something that somebody told me, and they showed me. So my thing is now, I have to be able to gauge the strength of the source that I'm getting my information from. Does it work? Does that book work? Or does this person give me this advice? Does it work? Then I can know if it worked for them. When I start to take this advice or take in this wisdom and I have to make choices, it should work for me too because the book is sound. The source is reliable. From there, read 5. Jump to Proverbs chapter 5. Verse 1.
Proverbs 5,
verse 1. You read 1 and 2.
My son, attend unto my wisdom, and thou thy ear to my understanding.
He said, you got to give your ear that understanding. If this person is successful, then I have to start to realize, what was the source that you used for your success? And let me give my ear to that. Let me submit to that. Go ahead.
Verse 2. That thou mayest regard discretion.
That you mayest regard what?
Discretion.
Now, I can save myself out of a lot of situations. I know when to do something and when not to do it. And that is going to be key. What to get involved in and what not to get involved in. He said, you'll regard discretion. Go ahead.
And that my lips may keep knowledge.
He said that I'm going to keep everything that you say. Whatever you told me, man, it worked. I'm going to hold on to that. man, they schooled me to this. I'm going to hold on to that. I'm passing that on. Because that worked. Go ahead. Is that it?
Verse 2, yeah.
No. Proverbs 6 and verse 1.
Proverbs 6, verse 1. My son, if thou be sturdy for my friend, for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of my mouth. Thou art taken with the words of my mouth.
I'm sorry, that wasn't it. It was, oh, it was Proverbs chapter 3.
Verse
1, 2, you go read down to verse 5.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse 1, sorry. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments.
Go ahead.
For length of days.
So let this go keep giving. It's all based around our life. It's based around one thing. I didn't forget what I was told. I'm not forgetting what's shown to me. I'm not forgetting the right, the do's and don'ts, the right and wrong when it comes to the Father. And that is what a father is going to share, or elder, or somebody that's a mentor. I will share all of the rules so that you don't end up failing and hurting yourself in the direction of the life that you live. So I said, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart, in your mind, keep my commandments. Read on verse 2.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
What's going to add peace, long life? Length of days? It all comes from the fact that somebody walked me through and gave me the do's, the don'ts. Somebody showed me, hey, this is a good direction to go down and why. This is how you deal with this situation and why. Because that's vital for me to make less mistakes, and the less mistakes I make, the longer life I'm gonna live. You think about cats that been out here, take gangbang, right? Come from the West Coast, I think every young kid, either I had gang affiliated friends or I was hanging out with gang affiliated dudes, or I was gang affiliated on some level. I looked and I started watching, I'm 16 or I'm 13, whatever it is. But I'm watching every guy that got about 18 or 19, I watch them get locked up or put in the dirt. Right? So if I look at time, 16, 17, 18, 19, maybe 20. He got to live on the street for about 5-6 years, and then when he went to prison, he did 10 years. He ended up alive. Or, the homeboy got him tapped on his arm. Rest in peace, little Ricky. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't get that long life. So as I'm following this street knowledge or this way of life, the only thing that it's going to promise me is that, you know, it's called the fast life. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's the fast life, man. You get out there, you live fast, you set your dope, you do all this. But by the time you're 18, 19, and that life is only designed for 18, 19. Because as soon as you hit 18, you're an adult. So you can try it as an adult. They tell you it's grown man business. So automatically, you already knew this is a short game to be in. This is a game to get in. You got to get out. Because as soon as you're 18 now, they try it as an adult. Anything you do that gets you like that. Back, well, I don't know. Then it went from now, they try you as an adult. That's what you're doing at 15. Got to get in there. Yeah. So you look at it and you understand that this type of lifestyle wasn't designed to give me the length of days, a long life. I wasn't going to live in peace. I was going to look over my shoulder. And I was going to continue to live my life looking over my shoulders. because it wasn't designed for that. The life the Bible gave me is that.
Go ahead, sir. I just want to add, to go along with, not to override, but to bring another aspect of it is, length of days between Hebrew Israelites. Because you have a lot of Hebrew Israelites that came to truth beyond what have you. And because they didn't keep track of the words, didn't keep this statue off, they're not trying to be affiliated with Hebrew Israelites. I'm trying to do everything I can not to be a Hebrew Israelite. Don't call me by my full Hebrew name. I want to make sure I got nicknames. I want to make sure I do go get the text and smoke dope and act a fool. Because I'm not trying to be a Hebrew Israelite. Because I didn't get no understanding. I really didn't get no instruction. Or I didn't keep the understanding instruction. So I'm trying to, again, live my best life in this world, which leads to this other thing.
Right.
But we're supposed to be getting more and more stronger and more rooted in wanting to proclaim and be Hebrew Israelites.
No.
We're supposed to be wanting to wear our fringes. If you want somebody, please ask me why I'm wearing fringes. Let's pull my Bible out and show you we're Hebrew Israelites. Please ask me why we don't celebrate Mother's Day. Let me pull my Bible out so I can show you.
Yeah, man.
As opposed to what happens with Hebrew Israelites is, well, you know, you don't want to shit where you eat, so I'm not going to, I don't want to disturb nothing or anything because, you know, it's just going, you know, we really can't, you know, it just be better just to keep peace. But real quick, what did Christ say? This is, again, a little thing that peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
Matthew 10:34 says as well, real quick. Anybody got it? Real quick, please. Get right back to Father. Just real quick.
Matthew 10:34.
Please.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
But as Hebrew, this is what Christ said. So as we live as Hebrew Israelites, we understand that as we bring people scriptures and we show them that this is the right way of living, there ain't going to be no peace.
Right.
Keep reading.
Verse 35. For I have come to send a man that's buried against his father, and the daughter against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Now, this is going to happen. As we proclaim and show the right things in the Bible, people are going to get upset. But a lot of Hebrew Israelites don't want to go there. I don't want to be recognized as a Hebrew Israelite unless it's a high holy day and all of us kind of dressed up on this one day. And as soon as I even put my garment on, I get to the Passover. Then when I get to the Passover, then when I leave the Passover parking lot, I'm taking my garment off.
Right.
Because somebody might see me.
Right.
Somebody might recognize me, and I don't have to go through all that drama.
Mm-hmm.
You have no length of days being a Hebrew Israelite because you're not keeping the direction,
right,
the instructions that are really coming from the Most High.
Yep.
So now you can feel that peace of mind that I know I'm doing right because this is what the scripture says. I know I'm doing right because these are the directions and the instructions that I got from my dad, that I got from the scriptures. So I can live this life,
right,
and not feel I'm alone, I'm by myself, I'm depressed,
mm-hmm,
no one knows, no one cares, no one's there.
Right.
Because I'm not rooted in these scriptures to know why I'm doing this.
There you go.
Why we live this way. Why I reject that. So now I'm looking for all kinds of other escapes to try and fit in. Whereas if we just kept these directions,
right,
kept the instructions, our life as Hebrew Israelites will come on.
There you go.
Then that's going to lead to, if I could real quick.
Please.
As I got like a young man here, you don't look for other Hebrew Israelites? Brides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the good qualities, the direction, the instructions on what makes it good.
There you go.
Why do you prospect?
Yes, sir. At least I've been looking for friends. What are really good, what are my friends going to have something like this, like those that live by the same things so that I can keep a good quality of life.
Gonna. As a Hebrew Israelite.
Right.
If I'm a young woman,
mm-hmm,
I know what to look for in a Hebrew Israelite husband.
There you go.
Is that just the 12-pack ass? Is that just
the green eyes
and the ponytail. Yeah. I know how to recognize a Hebrew Israelite man and his good qualities. I know how to recognize that. He got a beard. I'm not about to go attack him. Like, oh, you know, if you just turn it up a little bit, you know, you might get something. You might be good. as a young woman now, I know what I'm looking for so that I extend and have a peaceful life, as opposed to running into a bunch of losers on both sides. Then now this can extend like it's supposed to.
Right. Oh, no, that's perfect, man. Read that. So read three again now.
Promise.
That's perfect. All of it, read it. This is going right together nicely.
Proverbs 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake me.
Let not what?
Mercy and truth forsake me.
So it's showing you, how do I let mercy forsake me? I keep going ahead and do my own thing rather than doing it, learning the right way of doing it. In having knowledge, you end up with a lot of, you get a lot of mercy now because like somebody said, oh, I'm going to go this time. But mercy will be, man, I just dodged that. Man, I just dodged this. For some reason, man, something said not to hang out with the dude's bad. All of a sudden, they get shot and I didn't.
Man, that's good luck. Man, that's not
why I get shot.
Are you saying
there you go. They were lucky.
I don't have peace in my life. But the answer is here. Why not? Why not, as a Hebrew Israelite, do I take the only recourse I have, I need to go to the VA or go to a doctor to get some antidepressants.
Right.
I need to go smoke something. I need to, or, and just not, it's going to look, it's going to sound messed up because I'm out of shape. When you work out, don't you get the release of endorphins? If anybody knows what I'm talking about. That pain of all the curls and all the push-ups and all that type of stuff, what does it do? It releases endorphins. So why are people even addicted to the gym?
Because it makes them happy.
Because that's releasing endorphins, and that's my escape. And I'm not saying that. I know, come for me being out of shape and everything, like, you need to go get some endorphins. You need to get the best of movement. I agree. But I'm trying to even look at you about this. I'm trying to look at the camera and everywhere else. So this is personal.
Right, right.
But again, we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Working out like crazy.
Right.
Working out like mad. But it was an escape. Because that was a substitute for what? Go study.
Right, right.
Go get the wisdom so that you know what you're doing is right in the eyes of the Father. Right. Everything else, and your own old man is telling you, this is wrong. This ain't how things supposed to be done. So I'm trying to just
call
you. I'm going to encapsulate every, because we have different brothers, different sisters right now, at different levels of the truth, to where you might not be dealing with the street life.
Right.
You overcome that as a new brother coming in into the knowledge is not ready to receive that. But I don't want that to be for older Israelites, knowing the Israelites, to be dismissive and like, yeah, that's for them. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right, right.
That's why I need to go smoke. I need to go drink. I need my Netflix and Hulu account. I need Amazon Prime now. I need... I said Hulu, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hulu. Hulu.
Yeah.
Xbox. Xbox. Whatever. Then I need these things. And now I'm going to get real irritated, real irritable, real grouchy, real grumpy, real, there must be some issues and problems if I can't get to my escape, if I can't get to my release. But I'm not using what the Most High gave Hebrew Israelites to use as an escape, to use as reason.
You ought to know something. So we ought to do what a new person and a truth would do. I'm just starting out, I'll go home.
Let me tell you that.
There you go. So you were getting, you know, you were getting, good doctrine. I'm giving you good advice. Now, think about this. How many times I did not take your advice, but I feel like I'd be like, I don't know why there's no woman, so I should just follow it. I just should just follow it. But it was always, that's what we're talking about. That sound doctrine that was coming, but I was dismissing a lot of it. And that is a lot of, all of our issues are the fact that I'm quick to dismiss something that would have helped me. And that was when the Father said, hey, this was the way that I was giving it to you. Even when you didn't realize this, the source I was using for you to get a lot of what you needed to make through this portion of your life or to make better decisions here. That's why I like what we read, because we're reading about wisdom is coming from the fact that somebody told me something that I didn't know. And then when it showed me, hey, look, don't do this, because the mess with this, this is going to do this to you. This is going to hurt you here. It's going to turn into school counselor sometimes. You know what's crazy? It's going to be somebody that called the description. But also, don't the Bible say this? And you'd be like, you know what, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't deal with religion. Religion is man-made. I didn't tell you that. I wasn't showing you religion. I was showing you something that was going to help you in the decision that you're about to make.
Yeah, they're kind of like, I'll follow man,
right
there.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You ain't gonna have your car. You'll be like, you know what? So you looking at, listen, that's what we're going in. That's what we're looking at, what's merciful. You get mercy in the fact that you did listen. You did follow it. So now when I followed, I made a decision based off of what I know, man, I had a better outcome than
going about things blind. We just read about how mercy is increased by following direction.
Right.
By following direction, mercy may increase everything you said.
Come on.
The other side of that merciful point also is you can give people the benefit of the doubt now. People in the world, but say I give a thing about people in the world. What's the typical answer to you in the world? It's not a
right.
What's the typical response to God? That's you and
yep.
Him off the
heaven. That's it. Yeah, that's it. You're right, though.
If you come 500 feet, I'm going to put them out.
Right.
That this is done.
Yep.
But now as we get the instruction and the ways of the Most High, when we get offended and things happen, now we come back and do it the right way, the Most High's way, and now there's more mercy. Now there's more love. Now we start to work things out. Now we can talk things out.
Cool.
As opposed to now, you know what, this dude is doing this, or this chick is doing this, and I bag everything. I'm done.
Yep.
They can never speak to me ever again.
Yeah.
That's the worldly response.
Sure is, man.
That's the worldly way. That's not the Most High way. That's not the Hebrew Israelite way.
Yeah. Well, that was your generation.
But a lot of Hebrew Israelites says, we don't keep the words. I'm not talking to another Hebrew Israelite. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm about to climb on and it's all about being on the trucks. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start our ride. This will be Christ.
Yeah.
It was real quiet, did that to us. Ain't nobody's being said nothing to nobody.
Yeah,
F you. From the way you close the door, you can hear it when you close the door to the truck. F you.
Oh.
There's the way the window just broke down.
Yeah, man. I like the example.
The truck is messed up.
Thank you. Hey, I like the way you went to grandmother. Because the same way you treated her, the same way a lot of kids treat their parents. They'll be like, yes, you would give me child adoption, but in my mind, I'm going to do it. No, not disrespect. That's my point. There are a lot of ways to do the awesome mile, yes, ma'am, and then I turn right around after I said that and go do what? Whatever I want to do. And then in my mind, I sit there. She don't understand, or he don't understand. He ain't in my, the time has changed. It's different. It might be, but the word is the same. It ain't nothing new out there. So it's not like I wasn't young at one time. Now, see the same things. They all similar, but the advice I'm giving is because I've been there where you haven't. So we're reading a book. It's a book's a history book, right? The book is about things that have happened before we were here. So there ain't nothing new under the sun. They're like, now we're in a different time, so this book is no important. It's a history book. Oh, that's why even in school they start teaching you this. Can't get a future without knowing your history. There you go. But I gave you the history so you wouldn't make those mistakes. So you trying to live life without me. I don't want to take your advice because that was your time. But you're going to make the same mistake this time because you didn't have this time or that knowledge of what happened here or the result of what happened here. That's what the Bible can give it us. Past time, how to use past time to present time. As I was going to say. That's right. We're going to, because you're gonna. We'll take the stage to understand that this is about what environment you fall in. But this ain't based on. Well, I went to college and I'm successful because I went to college. That ain't true. There you go. But you, because we'll think, well, you had a college degree, so you got people messed up in jail with a college degree. You got. Yeah, there you go. So it don't always guarantee that that's going to do it. Hey, some guys got a rap contract, got a lot of money. Why you got all the guns? Why are you so depressed? You that's all the rap song says about drugs. All they rapping about is the drugs they doing, man. Why are you so high? All that money, you would think you would be happy. So we look at that. That's why, let's go back to Proverbs 3 now real quick, right? Read 3 real fast.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck.
He said, I gotta let good decisions, mercy, and then somebody telling me the truth. Show me the real outcome and the other side of this. He said, mercy, don't let mercy and truth forsake me, right? What you're saying?
In Titus 1, y'all don't look at that, but remember Titus 3, he tells you that one thing that, like, an older woman supposed to be the younger woman is how to love her husband, how to love her kid.
Right.
What to look for, instead of just being mad and ready to throw them out the window,
mm-hmm.
look at these good qualities in your children.
Right.
And your husband.
Right.
You need somebody to give you those directions and give you that perspective. To keep going in this work that we're in.
There you go.
So different for a mother or for a father.
Uh-huh.
That I give you the direction. Look, I know you're going through the honeymoon period is over with you and your girl.
Right.
The puppy love stage is done. But now, are you looking at this quality in your girl?
Yeah.
Are you looking at this quality in your husband? That before you're ready to give up and quit the whole relationship, that look, there's some good qualities here. You about to throw away. You about to let go of this woman for this trash?
Uh-huh, right.
For this garbage? What are you doing?
Yep.
You got to look at it this way. So that now you can understand how to have, what to have mercy with.
Yep.
What that, it said mercy and truth and safety and find that around. But you had the direction of somebody as a
mm-hmm.
what you started, right?
Yep, yep.
Are you letting somebody instruct you and guide you on what's good and what's bad? What's a keeper and what's not a keeper?
There you go.
Or again, you just dumb, and just know everything.
Yep. Oh yeah, there you go. What should be the foundation of our relationship? Read it again. Tell them where you at.
Ecclesiasticus, verse 10. Forsake not old friends. The new is not the terrible truth. A new friend is as you want. When it is old, thou shalt be.
So there's investment. But all that is sound doctrine, right? I can invest. I can build around that. So that when I'm out here meeting friends, I'm like, well, this person doesn't really have my back. I'm not going to think that he's going to be there. But that old friend, that's the relationship I'm supposed to hold on to. It makes sense.
Like what a lot of our kids heard was, if you got to do this, then they ain't your friends.
Right.
If you're in school and you have to be like this, you get to be like this, and those are going to be your friends. That's
they
not
your
friend.
Right.
Look at your cousins and your brothers. That's your fact. Those are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to be like this and do like this and act like this and smoke this and drink this, that's not a real friend. But you had somebody giving you those directions.
Yes.
You had somebody giving you those instructions.
Like, no, that's not a real friend. If you if,
right.
if you can't be yourself, but have to change, that's not a real friend.
Yeah.
But how many of us had to slide down that road, take a bump or two, and then y'all niggas really ain't.
Yeah, y'all didn't have my back. You always say to my circle of friends is this small.
Uh-huh.
I know about two friends. I know this acquaintance. Cool, but I'm not. Yep, you're acquaintance. That's it. That's it. And my stuff, you're a party. You're a little party, but you hang out, sticking over here, man. But I know my circle is real small because they done went through it with me here. In fact, all of it's wisdom. Because even now, we're finding, we're reading in the Bible some of the same philosophies that he grew up on. They've been in the book the whole time.
Know who your confidants are, your situation.
So you look at it. What you just said is what he said, what he said. All in different. But because it's all wisdom. So how much more wisdom is in this book that I now can have, hold on to, that's only going to now benefit me. There you go. Same understanding. So I know that somebody was dropping good wisdom in your head. Somebody was doing it for you the same thing. Now, if I go back in this book and we really learn, what will I have going forward? What can I pass on to my children? Because I look at what you're making a different age. You got men ready to go into fatherhood and things like that because they're at that stage in their life, right? You have young men that this the time to really gain and get all of that wisdom and understanding. So, and it's time for me to pass it on. And it's time for me to grow in my life. This is what I'm taking so that I can now be successful. It really gets down to that. Success. Good decision. Finance favor. And we'll keep reading that. We're in Proverbs, what, 3?
3 and 4.
Read that. You're going to read down to verse 7. Shit, I know.
Okay.
Even the start of this day. Read it.
Proverbs 3 verse 4. So shalt thou find favor.
So shall you find what?
Favor.
Go ahead.
And good understanding.
You're going to find favor. You're going to find good understanding. Go ahead.
In the sight of God and man.
So how do I find favor with God? How do I find even favor with men? Somebody schooled me. Somebody gave me the do's and don'ts, the right and wrong of life so that now I am light in the eyes of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I just have good relationships with people. There you go. That, yeah, somebody instructed me, man. I used it. I had a good upbringing. Same thing. Good head on my shoulders. I had a good upbringing, but I let someone show me so that I can now make the decisions. There you go. That really gets down. Oh, that's it. Strong morals. I got strong morals, but having strong morals meant I value the things that was my upbringing. I value the things I was taught. So when I hold on to that, I can't lose. That's it. Because I know how I was raised. I'm not going to fail. But I also know how much I've been deviating from my upbringing. But it don't affect you till you get older. So you're now trying to build and develop some type of foundation in your life, some type of, I'm trying to pass something on to my kids. Half the things that I've been out in the world, I can't pass that on. It don't work. You know what I'm passing on? What my parents told me. I'm passing all of the things I learned, you know, be respectful, you know what I'm saying? Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm passing all those things on because At least that worked. The rest of the stuff I learned, I'm throwing it out the window. Because I know where it got, it didn't get me far. Reverse 7. No response.
Come to the Lord with all thy heart.
With all your mind. Go ahead.
And lean not to thy own understanding.
I can't lean to what I learned. I got to lean to what I was taught. Not keep going to lean to what I learned. Read.
Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him.
He said, in all your ways I got to acknowledge him. I got to, before I go now, before I go this way, let me check back with the source. Before I go this way, let me check back with the source. Read on.
And he shall direct thy path.
And our paths are directed. Now I'm allowing this book to now guide me in my decision making. And I like that we stick to the Bible. And we keep talking about being Hebrew Israelites. Let that die. I'm not letting religion die. We can do the stand-up and the Hail Marys and all that. And I did that. Now, I did that. I remember my father was a minister, so I grew up coming up in the church. But by 14, I was all prepared for the world that was out there. By the time I got in high school, I was like, it was a whole different world. I was like, from girls to influences to you name it. I'm like, wow, okay, you know what? I was not ready for this. And I made every bad decision because there was no instruction, because religion don't instruct you. You need instruction if you're going to make it out there. I need to know do's and don'ts if I'm going to survive in the world that we have to face every day.
Everyone, real quick. But not really quick. Let me insert this. Proverbs 11 through 13.
Okay.
I'm reading. It says, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. So again, these some of the warnings. He's like, you're going to get to a point where by not listening, let me read off. Verse 12. And say, how have I hated instruction?
Wow.
And my heart despised reproof. I don't want nobody to let me know. I don't want to hear nobody. You're not the boss of me. I'm grown. That was your generation. This is my time. You don't understand. You don't get it. So he said, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed.
Mm.
And verse 12, and say, how have I hated instruction? And my heart despised reproof. Verse 13. And have not obeyed the voice of my teacher, nor inclined my ear to them that instruct me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Be it Israel, and be damned in the midst of all evil.
Yeah, man.
Your thoughts is gone. Ain't no scriptures come to mind. You just mad, angry, bitter, depressed, frustrated. But why? Whose instruction did you listen to? Who were you letting guide you? Nobody. You kept going by your own stubborn, rebellious opinion. And now this is the result of what happened. And there was somebody trying to save you from this.
Yeah, man.
There was somebody trying to keep you from getting to this point. But I hate instructions. I hate being told to do it. I hate being told I can't do this.
Yeah.
You can see mindsets. And for everything, the most I say in scripture is that you'll get peace, light, mercy, joy, the fruits of the Spirit. Now, you may get none of that. Because I refuse to receive instruction. And I'm just going to go about it my way. There's no scripture that says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right to me at the time. Who did you counsel with? Who did you talk with? Who can go with any scriptures with to make sure this is the right thing to do? It just seemed right to me. I just dreamed last night. I woke up and I said, hey, go do this. I just did. What? No. As a Hebrew Israelite, no.
you can, if you're trying to have long life, peace, mercy, what have you, there's instructions that we have to follow.
Right.
There's a protocol in the way we have to follow. If not, there's too many, you're 28, what do you mean? Why do people live in such dysfunctional lives and families and what have you? I didn't give you no commandments of the Most High.
Right.
I didn't let nobody instruct me about a damn thing. The only voice I hear is the voice of my own head. A hard head makes it work. It's supposed to. But with Israel, we can just have it.
That ain't hurt. I get over
that. I ain't give you satisfaction that you know that hurt.
Yep. I ain't gonna cry.
So like there's no glory.
You said, I ain't gonna cry.
I ain't gonna let you know, man.
It's all good. That's all we doing. Keep going.
I
love it, though.
Where we at? Of what?
Uh-huh.
All the ways of knowledge.
No. Not at the job. If you're most I ain't here at the job. At the job, I gotta do what I think is right because it's the job. But when we in class, all the knowledge.
All the knowledge.
When it comes to Passover and holidays, I ain't always most high, but this is real life. I'm dealing with some real life issues and shit. I'm trying to get this girl. I'm trying to get this husband. I'm trying to do this. I got whatever. I got real life issues I'm dealing with. It says, do what?
In all the ways acknowledge him.
In all your ways, acknowledge the Most High. Have you checked with somebody? Or is it just you rolling in your own opinion? That's wrong. The verse you read above that said, lean not to what?
I don't understand.
So why do we keep leaning to our own understanding and then get mad when things don't work out? Who likes doing rework? I'm the only one.
Rework.
Yeah.
But if it's done right, now you have to do it again. We all are. We like having to drive back to a
No. Back out there, bro.
Me and Sean had gotten a back on that shit where we went to Santa Fe delivered a wrong item to a lady in Las Vegas. Had to drive back to Las Vegas, give her a new item, and then go back to Santa Fe,
If we go to Smith and get the wrong bread, nobody wants to go back to
Smith. Sure don't not. I don't want bread.
Nope.
It was
my hand.
Because nobody likes their own understanding.
Because the scriptures say, well, so in that case as well, to do good, communicate, forget not. Call.
Yep.
Call. Nope, I ain't calling. I don't want to call in. I ain't going to do this. But no. Because what if I call in?
And then we get to the
place
and keep the wrong name on.
So these are examples.
Yes.
If we listen, if we don't lead y'all to understand, if we can do good, we did not. With you and Shaw, right? Doesn't the scripture say if your brother asks you to go a mile, you're supposed to do what?
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to go extra?
Yeah.
If we're a receiver Israelite, then it shouldn't bother you to do the extra right now. What would it have hurt to in the case that come up, but let me go back and just make sure it's right. Let me just double check.
Oh,
on that point, me and Martin have the same exact thing with a master. And it saves us a lot of driving to check the name as the last.
So let me consider it. Let me consider what somebody's saying.
Yeah.
Let's not just dismiss what they're saying because it seems good to me and what have you.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and reconsider. Let me
take into consideration what they're saying. And for you, how many times have if none of you do that, how many times have you been on a truck? Y'all with me on a truck, and it's like, did we lock the back door?
Well, I got that every time.
Because some people have left the back door open.
I've done it.
He listened to what I said and did what I told him to do. He said, that's a son you don't have to worry about. You know what?
But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
I'm always worried about him.
What's happening
to him? I'm worried about you. Maybe I'm worried about you. Right? Well, because I know you're not making all the right decisions. So I know that child doesn't listen. So I got to worry because he's not listening. So even with reading it, you had them two. Here we are. I've been there. A lot of times my mom was like, man, I'm not doing it. I'm worried. I'm worried about you. Because I was out doing stupid shit. So she was always worried. So I've been there. What you coming into to making better decisions, using the scripts to make better decisions? She stopped worrying so much. Go ahead.
Verse 2, foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Go ahead.
Two treasures of wickedness profit nothing.
And a lot of times we think that what we're getting because of the things I got away with or the things I have based on the negative I was out here doing, he said, don't profit to anything. It profited nothing. It's only temporary. Go ahead.
From death.
Read.
The Lord will not suffer soul the righteous man.
He said you always a righteous man is always going to have. A man is using that instruction and doing things the right way. That's all righteous things. They did it the right way. So the more I learn to do it the right way, I'll never lack. I'll never not have because I learned to do it the right way. Go ahead.
But he casts away the substance of the wicked.
He said, but if somebody who don't want to do it right, I'm going to keep losing. I'm going to keep having nothing and lacking because I don't want to learn how to do it right. Go ahead.
Verse 4. He becometh poor, that dealeth with a flat hand.
Uh-huh.
But the hand of the diligent makes rich.
And so even for the slothful, that it's slothful dude that didn't learn, go to work, didn't learn to put the time in, make the investments, do things the right way, using wisdom, you're going to end up with less. But the whole time I'm doing this, I'm occupying myself with other things, play video games, or I'll run the streets a while ago, I'm partying. You find it okay to give it up. You got all of that. But what you do with that time, you waste it, you get nothing back from it. Can't get those years back. That's a foolish person. A wise person.
Excuse me.
Was it out doing it the right way?
Go ahead, read on. Verse 5. Verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a black hand. The hand of the diligent makes him rich. Verse 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame.
First Samuel 2:6. The Lord killeth and maketh alive.
Right.
He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up.
Right.
The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich.
Mm. Who makes poor and makes rich?
The Lord.
Now, I just want to bring this again, this side of the scripture we're just reading. A lot of people are like, what are these scriptures for? I just work hard, I'll make more money. They got, if I just work hard, I'll make money. But as Hebrew Israelites,
you work hard at what? I hope you're working hard to please the Most High. I hope that's what the mindset is. You're working hard at pleasing the Most High. Proverbs 16:7 says what? Before the sun.
When I wait to please the Most High, he makes our enemies make peace with us. As Hebrew Israelites, are your ways pleasing the Most High, or is it I'm just working to do them all the things? I'm just working, and it's supposed to turn over for me. Don't get it twisted. If you're a Hebrew Israelite, there's still a certain pattern, direction, way you're supposed to follow as a Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah, man.
For the riches and the poor have to be there. For the peace to be there. Yeah. For the mercy to be there.
Love it.
People in the world, again, Elton John. Who knows who Elton John is?
The one on Old Town Road. Yeah, what you do there?
Right.
Hell no, man.
Because they made their dues, right? They was on every rap track. They was out there at every club. They was out there working hard at pushing their music. And that's why they got rich and the Most High blessed them. Did the Most High really bless that?
No.
Nope.
Is the Most High really behind them being bags and punks and murders and drug dealers and drug users? That's why the Most High blessed them? No, hell no.
Nope.
Didn't Satan tempt Christ with riches, fame, and wealth? Or how does he even do that?
It was his to give.
His mind is his. I was in this world right now. And if you want to get wealth, fame, riches in this world, all you do is worship me.
Yep.
All you gotta do is do things my way. And in this world, I'll give it to you.
Yep.
So you're gonna have to go against the Most High some type of way.
Yep.
And I got you. I'm only saying that let's not get this twisted. That just because I go to work and work hard, that's where my riches come from.
Nope.
Not as a Hebrew Israelite. Not as a Hebrew Israelite.
You're DMX right now. He left out broke. But you look at, they said he's a rap legend. All these different things said about DMX, but he broke. All of that was temporary. He could not recreate. He couldn't duplicate that money. Can't get back all the tour and everything. He sister, he's doing sisters with us. I left out wrong. Because how to get your riches and wickedness is only temporary.
And Proverbs, you can also say, he that hates to be rich shall not be gained.
Right.
That means you do whatever it takes to get riches.
Mm-hmm.
Except doing the way most of us said do it. And then again, if he is like, I get mad, I said, I can't get riches.
Yeah.
First of all, who are you talking? What? Whose directions are you following? If you're missing all of them, then oh, you're a meal, right? So how is that not you leading on your own understanding? And most of the counselors say, nope, you see right to me, I ran with it. And now, again, here comes the depression.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the body being consumed. Here comes everything else that comes with that because I'm not following the directions. I'm not following counsel. I ain't following instruction. So that there is a wrong life. There is peace, or what have you. So I just want, let's go back down to where we read that in Proverbs 10.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5. He that gathers the summer is the wise son.
Someone who studies. Somebody's allowing. When I'm young, man, I'm gathering. I'm giving. I'm, like, just to tell you about, don't let the parables of the wise forsake you. I know everything you have is gifted, man.
Huh?
It tells you in I think it's Ecclesiastes, but the scripture says not to let the parables of the wise forsake you. I mean, every time you can hear something's going to happen, be around it. It's like I'm around these people dropping wisdom, dropping it, I'm going to be around it as much as I can to get all that I need to get, right? But it tells you about a wise son will gather the summer. Meaning, when I'm young, the time that I can be out and around, I'm going to learn all I need to learn. Because I know there's going to be a time when I'm not going to be able to now have that resource or be able to get that wisdom. But the whole time, I was too busy. I don't want to get it. I don't want that. You have to get it. I'm not here to listen. I'm out here doing what I want to do. But when I needed the wisdom, guess what it won't be? It won't be there life. Because you had already made a lot of your mistakes. You're like, damn, if I could have been getting a lot more of that, look what I could achieve. Look what I could have gotten if I could have got more of that wisdom. But I was too busy I'm trying to get it a different way. And I'm thinking there's a new direction or a new way to get it in the game, man, because they out here getting it. They putting the dresses on. They out here, they're getting hot. They got the tattoos, that whole body tatted up. And then you look, so look a little way now, all that money, the way did, cash money, everything going on. Now you're like, oh, this is a hands-up gremlin. What happens? So he's like Yoda, man. He's like a brown, high yellow Yoda.
E.T.
All kinds of colors, man. Yeah, but you look at it, you're like, yeah, but look at what I had to sell out. Look how much of my soul.
Yeah,
I had to drain, right? There you go. I had to sell my soul for that. I had to give a good portion of my life up to get this. And then I can't duplicate it. That's what killed it. Cats that have been ball players that have broke their whole body down. Concussions. Punch stroke, right. My knees don't work. Now I got all this money. I can't move around. I can barely get out of bed. What's the purpose of being rich if you can't enjoy it? So you look at this and you're like, man, but if I would have got that instruction when I was young,
Real quick, Proverbs 23:4, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. Kind of like what we're talking about.
There you go. That's the best perfect.
I'm trying to use my own wisdom or the world's wisdom to get these riches. I'm breaking my body down.
Because you know the one thing I won't seek to be? I won't seek to be rich in wisdom. See, a rich man in wisdom is going to do this. I can get over and do what I can reduplicate. I know I'm not counting on opportunity. I can now go in and do the right thing and reproduce exactly what I did before. But he's testing the world that can't do that. I have one football career, that's it. I have one basketball career, that's it. I have one rap career, that's it. Then you know what they start doing? This famous guy that had a basketball career now, I had millions, I'm broke, and I'm just, that's all you know about me after that. There you go. Had a good rap career, good music career, now I'm broke because I can't reproduce that. That means I didn't have any wisdom. I was supposed to be gathering that wisdom. That's a wise son. I'm gathering wisdom so that when I get older, I can use the same wisdom to recreate, reproduce, and now always have the keys to be successful every time. Because I can redo it again. I can redo it again. I can, what age I am, I can redo it again.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 18, I got it. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 18 in your heart. Says, my son, gather instruction from thy youth up.
Mm.
So shall thou find wisdom to thine old age.
You'll never be a broke man. You'll never be a broke old man. Because what your riches wasn't the tangible money. It wasn't the tangible gold. It would have been then the ability to have the instruction to recreate, to reproduce, to do it again. That's a rich man. No matter what my condition ends up, guess what I'll go right back in. Because I ain't got the know-how. Hey, take that from me. You're fine. Okay, no problem. You can't take that from me. Who can take your wisdom? You become more of an asset because of what you know. The more you learn, the more you start beating yourself to the highest bidder. You walk to a company, oh, you do that? Oh, you do that? Oh, you do that? Oh, yeah. Easy. You know what? Let's make you a manager. What if you didn't start with the bottom? Because all of you know, you're not suited for this position, right? So if I keep learning, I'm always good. And then Father said, man, if you learn my way, it'll never fail for you. Because you read the history book, and the scripture says, what man, he said, look at the generation of old. He said, to find anyone that put their trust in the Father and was forsaken. You can't find it in none of the book, in this whole book. You'll never find where anyone did it the Father's way and it didn't work for them. That is our power. That's our power source. From there now. Let's go to Matthew. We all know from downtown, right?
Welcome.
You promise? Read through that right there. Climb out here.
It's not such a...
Okay. Let's finish up with this, with the one you just read. So we ain't going to be there. It's happening. 11 o'clock. Since you just had on there, who's that one?
That was the after 18.
Read that.
That was it.
That's what I want to hear. I want to read that, but we're going to end it with that one, okay? We're going to continue building on this subject. Read that real quick.
Yes,
slow down, let me speak up.
Uh-huh. My son, gather instruction from thy youth up.
Read.
So shalt thou find wisdom for thy old age.
Go ahead.
Come unto her, one that followeth.
He said, come, you got to come unto wisdom as somebody that's ready to work. Not somebody that's looking for a lucky break, or somebody looking for someone to do it for me. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to get in that book, study, and now learn the do's and don'ts. You have to come in that mind frame. I'm coming ready to learn. I'm ready to put the work in. Go ahead.
And
do what?
Good,
you gotta wait for it. You have to wait for those results. And most people lack that. I don't want to do the work. And then I don't want to wait. I'm looking for that easy way to do it, that easy way to be successful. That's what I'm looking for. I don't really want to work, but I do want to do this. I'm looking for, well, how you get it? I worked. I worked. That's it.
You got to work, man. You're like that juvenile, man. I'm a paper chaser. It's like I'm
just
walking on fire, man.
It's working. But there ain't no easy way it's going to come. You got to put the work in. Go ahead.
But thou shalt eat her fruits. I'm sorry. For thou shalt not spoil much in laboring about her.
He said, it won't take long. One thing about wisdom, it don't take long to be successful. Go ahead.
But thou shalt eat her fruits right soon.
He said, but and you know what? And you're going to get what you need right there. It'll come. It's going to come right when you need it. It'll come right when you need it because you use the wisdom. And all you did was every choice that I made it based off what's right in the eyes of the Father. Every choice I'm making it based off of what's right in the eyes of the Father. That's a man using wisdom. It'll never fail you.
Common sin is most high, or God takes it from.
Okay. And so you realize?
As people say in general, too.
Yep.
But, you know, right now.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing. The whole time, they because they still there. And you know what they do have to do? You still end up waiting. It ain't about jail, but you end up waiting. Like somebody, it's like that scenario slowed you down to make you think, hold on. Okay, I got to start thinking about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. It stopped you enough to think. When you out here, that fast life, that's the one thing you don't do. You don't ever think.
A lot of people be taking it to pray, when they get in.
There you go. Exactly. You know what? Because it was enough time to slow down to say, man, you know what? Okay, this ain't working. I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to go read. I got to read and relearn this now. Because whatever I've been doing, this ain't working. So I go back. And that's what it's about. This is about going back to learning and then waiting to see the results of doing it a certain way. Because we know it takes. We know that in anything that I was doing and I was dedicated to learning how to do it right, you end up later on like, man, you're making good money. It's like working, if I was detailing cars, your money paid a whole lot more than, it paid a lot more than Optimus did. But that person, Optimus, trying to do it fast. I just want to watch cars. Like, okay, well, I'm going to let you do that, huh? But I'm going to go learn how to hit the paint right, do it all this, so that all that I learned, you might be getting that hustle money quick, but my money go last. I can go here, make it. I can go here and do it. I can go here and do it. That's using wisdom. That's the person growing.
I can get the flip side. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 real quick, and James chapter 2, verse 5. Can I get these quickly? And 2 and 5. The first one was Revelation 2 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
What was God's first reason? We're trying to speed up.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
There you go.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
So this is Christ speaking right here.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he say?
I know thy works.
I know your works. What?
And tribulation.
So we don't go through tribulation.
Yeah.
We don't.
And poverty.
And it's. He says he also knows our what?
Poverty.
But we don't.
But thou art rich.
What is it we should be rich in? Because, again, if we keep looking from the perspective of the world, we'll have this twisted that even Israelites
have.
And we'll get totally wrong. Go to James 2 and 5.
James 2 and 5. Hearken, my brother. Oh, sorry. Hearken, my beloved brother. Have not the Most High chosen the poor of this world?
Who the Most High chose?
The poor of this world.
Read.
Rich in faith.
They're poor in this world, but they're rich in what?
Faith.
You have faith in the Most High's scripture. You have faith in the Most High's method. You have faith that in doing things the Most High's way, keep reading.
Inherit of the kingdom
And what's the heir?
The next in line to the throne.
So you might be poor in this world, but if you're rich in the faith, rich in the scriptures, you make yourself an heir to what?
Heirs of the kingdom. Get promised to them
that you're going to be an heir to his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not this world without the big house you get, more mortgage you pay.
Right. Right.
More of an electric bill.
Yeah.
More of a water bill.
The better the car, the more you pay the car, though.
Depreciation.
Right. You can't drive, you got to live in the garage, man. That's true. Because for my life, what are they worth?
Yeah, more than gas is on charge. So I just don't want us to get it twisted and, or mistake that we're thinking that because we read the word riches, that we're not looking at this from a Hebrew Israelite perspective.
Yeah.
That we're thinking it is about the money. The money. And it's, are you rich in these scriptures?
Yeah.
Because what I love what you bring up on the line is the Most High reproduced for Job as a
yeah, a hundredfold.
Even more than what he had before.
Right.
But what was Job rich in?
Faith.
What got him rich in the first
place? Was faith. It was just, the scriptures called it his integrity.
And his integrity was based on who's integrity? Who's measurement there?
Yeah.
The Most High. And he kept that. So even when he did lose everything, he still kept his integrity.
He still kept his
mind on, is Most High going to bless and if he takes away?
Right.
I gave it to him. And I'm going to leave it to him. So that's what I got to be talking about because I lost this, but didn't get this, or what have you. If the Most High blessed it once,
there you go, sir.
My diligence and him, and he'll bless it again.
There you go.
For my diligence in him.
Right.
Not just the fact I just went to work. Over in Philippines and Thailand and shit, don't they have kids working in trucks?
Oh, yeah.
6 years old.
Yeah.
They're rich?
No.
They ain't got no work ethic?
Oh, they got that.
Down in Mexico. We can get some Philippines.
No,
no. Right there in Mexico. They get kids got work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
Pick your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Working in the fields. Huh? They got a work ethic. Are they rich?
Nope.
So I don't want us to get this twisted. Are you rich in these scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
Are you rich in the ways of the Most High? There's only one way, as a Hebrew Israelite, the Most High can bless the Israelite. That's what the Most High is for Hebrew Israelite. We gotta make sure we're doing it right by the whole side of it. Don't get twisted. Now, there's nothing wrong with having riches if you use it for the right thing. Most I will bless when it's used for the right thing. But if you think it's just about you getting rich, it's just about you and your comfort, your pleasures. Then it gets to the massive.
Yeah, man, so because
it's about your pleasure in this life and the word gets choked out.
Yeah, bro.
No, that's
not right. Don't work out like about how they noted that too. He said, live the day, long life. There's nothing more valuable than that. Because what good is have money and no time spending? You get a lot on a diet 20, a year later. You didn't even enjoy a lot of it. What good was I got the opportunity, man, going, man, I just got blessed. I got blessed with a $100,000 car, but I can't see, or I can't walk. Then it takes all of the thrill out of why it's a gift.
And you can't remember that one scripture.
What? Come on, man. Or you alone. Or you have all the riches, but
I can't trust nobody.
So came out. You know what they look like? You showing them?
They're about to steal my money,
said, man.
Nope.
Said,
that's
my,
how I move.
Yeah, my home is a prison.
Yes,
it's a prison, man.
Because I can't get nobody in.
I can't get close to nobody. You know, I don't know because of how I got it. I don't know if this person's going to try to do the same thing I did to me to get my riches.
The only reason this person likes me is my money. As soon as my money's gone, she's gone.
She gone.
He gone.
He gone. There ain't no peace in that, right? That is the most valuable thing. That is the treasure. Good days, long life, peace, favor in the eyes of the Father. We gotta go stand before the Father. I'm gonna die, and none of this stuff that I have, I can take. So what's gonna speak to me? That's what the scripture says: lay up treasures in heaven. I have to build your account with the Father, because when I die, I can't take none of this with me. Then wealth starts over. So what was wealthy in the eyes of the Father? Because that's what now I want more of. I can take that with me. I can't take the materialistic stuff. Somebody else will die. I can buy the Bitcoin and see what I did. Somebody tore it up. Because it was valuable to me, but it wasn't valuable to the next person.
It just might be another bad driver.
Yeah.
Rest of shit.
It's gone, right? It was gone that fast. I used to feel so different. I love that. That's all I'm going to say to you, man. You have insurance? Do you have insurance? Here.
I
just
found out I had a liability, so no.
So, God, we're going to end the grand. Your feet, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to tell everybody, thanks for joining me.